We're back in the stew tonight. We have an action-packed show for you guys. We're mostly going to talk about the NFL games from this past weekend because there's so much craziness that happened in a course of 7 hours that shook the NFL world up. Then we're going to get into an interview we promised you guys with Division I quarterback Sean Holland. He was a fantastic first interviewee to have on the show. Then we're going to wrap things up with a new segment that we call Guess Who. And we'll start with the 4 o'clock games because obviously probably the biggest news from today happened in...
Terrible news.
The Dallas Cowboys New York Giants game. Really unfortunate to hear about Dak Prescott. Prayers out to Dak Prescott. That's horrible. He's like the last guy you want to see that stuff happen to. He's one of the few people or professional athletes open up like mental health and mental illness, and like he just lost his brother to suicide. He's fighting for a contract.
This
is just a really, really unfortunate time for this to happen to him, and it really sucks to see.
I just saw the final diagnosis, and it said it was a compound ankle fracture and dislocation.
Isn't that what Gordon Hayward
did? Yeah, that's exactly what Gordon Hayward did. I mean, it kind of looked like that.
It did.
It was so gruesome, man.
No one wants that. No matter who you are, you hate to see it. It's not good for the game. He's someone you want on the field. He's the one bringing in the money for the team.
Oh yeah,
like you want him out there, and he's a great athlete too.
He's always fun to watch.
Yeah, he's always put on a show.
And some good news though, they got the dub for him.
Yeah,
they did get the W. He's high spirits. Just saw a picture of him on Instagram, so that's good.
Dude, when he was getting carted off, and it showed him crying with his fist up.
That had me emotional.
That was rough, man. Yeah, I was tearing up. I can't lie.
Yeah. I mean, I guess on a try to brighten up the mood note, Tony Romo with an absolutely horrible, like, wall of shame quote. And you ready? I'll quote it. You almost hope it's a cramp as his... end quote, as his ankle is hanging off the side of his fucking leg.
You can clearly see it sideways.
It's not right. I don't know what he was thinking. And up until this point, I was going to start this off with something really funny, this Cowboys-Giants game, but then this happened. I was going to start it off with saying, holy fack, because Kyle Fackrell had a pick six and stiff-armed Zeke into the ground and make him eat dirt.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That was pretty electric by the linebacker for the Giants.
I mean, some small light of this Dak injury is it's time to shine for Andy Dalton.
He played pretty good.
Not only is it Andy Dalton, it's Andy Visor Dalton. He was rocking a clear visor today.
He's a changed man.
Hey, new team, new him. Look
facts,
good,
man.
Feel good, play good, you know? I had to do a double take seeing Jason Garrett on the sidelines. I was like, whoa. This man doesn't play. He's not the coach for the Cowboys. What is he doing here?
It's so weird to see that.
Yeah, I was like, this guy. One of these things is not like the other, right?
Dude, the Cowboys were down 17-3 early in the game. Are the Cowboys just bad?
The Cowboys are bad. Now they're really bad.
Yeah.
They went from bad to really bad now.
So many years of just wasted talent and potential, I feel like.
I think a good thing, not a good thing, but... they could have a worse backup quarterback.
Yeah,
Andy Dalton is a good bet. He's almost like Teddy Bridgewater of last year for the Saints.
I feel like he's good enough to be a starter in the NFL.
Absolutely. I think this is worst, best-case scenario, if that makes sense. This is the best outcome of a worst possible situation.
And they still have a lot of dudes, too. So like, they have
freaking
CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper. Tony Pollard's pretty good for a backup, too.
Tony Pollard's been very good for a while. He's
fast.
He's fast. Yeah. He just hides behind Zeke.
Yeah.
They got to cut out the turnovers, man. They have 10 turnovers, I think, in 5 games.
Yeah,
so many turnovers.
That's how you lose games right there.
That is how you lose games. What was I going to say about that? Oh, the Evan Engram. He scored on a play that I know this is JV football, but I scored on a tight end stretch like 25 times my sophomore year.
Tight end stretch was money.
And I saw Evan Engram do one of those and get in the end zone today. And I just couldn't help but giggle because, you know, I'm basically Evan Engram.
He's got to be, like, the only tight end in the league that can run, like,
like that.
A tight end stretch.
Yeah, true.
He's fast.
Devontae Freeman looks good.
Yeah, he looks all right.
He's running, he's catching, he's fast. I like what he's doing there. I'm happy for him because no one gave him a shot. It's kind of like the whole Cam Newton thing. No one gave him a shot, and now someone gave him a shot, and here he goes. He's making the best out of it.
Not true.
All right, so I guess we'll shy away from that. Honestly, once the Dak injury happened, I kind of just, like, got too sad to even really pay attention to that game. Mm-hmm. That's like that for the other 4 o'clock games, too. I was just, like, kind of upset because of it. Yeah. Just because it's so shitty. So, I mean, we'll skip to the next game.
Yeah,
also, Joe Judge Hulk smashed his headset on.
He was angry a lot during the game.
He's just an angry looking guy.
Yeah.
He looks like
big football guy.
No, I think he's the opposite of
football. With a name like Joe Judge, that's a football name.
You think that's a football name?
Yeah.
That's like a judge name.
It's a judge name. Yeah. Just put him in a courtroom. All right. But anyways, 49ers. Dolphins.
Ooh, the Dolphins, so, baby.
This was actually my first thought at the beginning of this game. And I know I said negative things about the Dolphins, but I really sat there and reflected. The Dolphins are not a bad football team.
No. They have a good offense.
They have a good offense.
You got Fitzmagic.
They're scoring points. They got to cling on to Fitzmagic for as long as they can. They got to squeeze every last drop out of Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
I was very impressed. They went up big early and just kept the lead.
I know, they
and
smoked them.
Put the foot on their necks and just kept going. They have a really bright future. Their offensive weapons are good.
Yeah.
They're young, like, they have what?
Preston Williams, Devonta Parker.
Yep. Gaskins, is that how you say?
Yeah, Gaskins
he's
really
good. Gesicki.
Yep.
Big Gesicki guy.
Yeah, Breida too.
We love Gesicki, right?
He had a long catch and run today, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Down this like magic had 350 and 3 TDs, a 154.5 passer rating.
Wow. Yeah, he was balling, baby.
Baller.
He has so much swag, it's crazy.
Biggest headline from this game, Jimmy G gets benched.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy G. Is it actually because of his little ankle injury? I don't know.
He looked terrible.
Bad. I don't think he's a good quarterback.
I never thought he was.
I never did either. I thought he was good enough to fill a role, but I never thought he was like the stud that everyone thought he was. You mean
I always said Jimmy G won't win you the game. He's not that kind of guy.
I mean, the Super Bowl proved that.
Yeah, exactly.
He lost them the game.
Yep.
Like, he just had to maintain. He couldn't. I saw him throw a deep ball to a double-covered running back. I was like,
jeez, man.
Are you, like, who's going to catch that?
Come on, Jimmy.
No running back is going to catch that football. You're crazy for that. But, I do love I call them the Aruba watercolored pants that the Dolphins wear. It's like the color of the water Aruba.
I am a big fan of their white and blue unis.
Yeah, I like it. I can get behind them, but we'll go, there's not much from that game just because it's such a bad game from the 49ers standpoint, and a bad team just kind of rolled through them.
Yeah, I feel like the Niners' defense is in shambles right now, and like the only bright spots on their offense are George Kittle and Mostert.
Yeah, Mostert's really good.
Yeah,
he's fast.
He's
and
just throw him out of there.
And
yeah.
he'll lay the hit stick on him if he really has to.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll go last 4 o'clock game, Colts versus Browns, which was
a good one.
It was a good one. I said on Thursday this is probably gonna be the most exciting game. It was up there.
Yeah.
Frank Reich, head coach for the Colts, he had one of the face shields, but it didn't go over his head. It attached to the top of his glasses.
What?
So it was like clipped onto the top of his glasses.
That's
and then
scary.
Fell over.
I've seen like the like brim and like attached to that, but
no brim.
No, I'm talking about
Yankee no brim.
But I've never seen the visor on the glasses like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know what that was.
You know, it's got to be nice to have a lot of guys that can pass the ball for the Browns.
I know.
They have like 7 different quarterbacks on that roster and only have to list like 3 of them as actual quarterbacks.
You can drop a lot of plays with that.
I know.
It's very nice.
Okay. You know how like the game's always evolving? Like now it's kind of into like with Lamar Jackson's getting into the running quarterback. No. I want to know if it will ever be a point in time in NFL, like the NFL, where trick plays are like normalized almost.
Like the yard. Madden.
But I feel like
then it would
the whole
trick
good part of trick plays is the trick part.
But I think they should be like you might see one a game.
I think they
should be a little bit more involved in the game. I don't think that's unreasonable.
That would be sweet.
I think if it's gonna happen, it's obviously gonna be like there's gonna be like a new coach comes in and it's gonna be like oh something we've never seen before and they make like a run or something and the team will start to
But that was how the Wildcat started with the Dolphins.
I love the Wildcat. Wildcat offense. Well, Wildcat offense. James Robinson.
Yeah,
that was a tough look today.
That was rough.
Miles Garrett, elite. Elite. He's the best D lineman in the game right now. I think he really might be. Him and obviously Aaron Donald. If you, can,
you think he's better than Aaron Donald?
You can put him 1A and 1B right now.
Ooh.
I don't know about that.
He's got, I think he's
I think
six Khalil
Mack's
right
still
now.
Better too.
No, I don't think so. Khalil Mack, I don't think he's done as well this year.
I don't know, man.
Another record for Phillip Rivers, Mr. 5,000.
Another kid?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Too bad he threw a bad pick six.
Mr. 5,000. Okay. 5,000 completions. Only the fifth player in NFL history to do that. Ching.
All
at this pace.
Not make the Hall of Fame.
In a loss, too.
He's on pace to have more completions than kids, I think. Imagine that.
5,000 kids.
Just going around planting seeds left and right in anything he can.
Don't put it past
him. I won't. That man wants. He wants kids. He loves it.
He wants it. He's got grit.
He's got that. That would take a lot of grit to coochie man. I think Baker Mayfield like absolutely refuses to throw a catchable football to OBJ. I don't know if you see that too. Like obviously OBJ gets his targets and OBJ is 100% back by the way. He's back.
He's looking good.
But
man.
If a ball is thrown to Baker Mayfield, OBJ, it's always on Baker Mayfield. I think he throws terrible passes to him very frequently.
With that said though, I feel like Baker has progressed from last year a lot. Like, he's getting smarter. His throws are a little
big
bracket.
Note I had was he played with so much confidence today.
Yeah.
He's running. He's thrown. He had chances today. So, I think it was three different times where he was rolling out of the pocket. And instead of running for a first down, which he had by, like, at least 5 yards, he was planting his feet in the ground and letting it fly and completing the pass downfield. I was quite impressed with how he played today.
That's good to see.
Mm-hmm. And then, the Colts are now a run-first team, and I don't like it because I need the excitement and the horrifying feeling when the ball is in the air because you never know where it's going to go when Phil is throwing the ball. You know what I mean?
It's either going to be a touchdown for you or the other team.
Yeah, there's no in between. I need that excitement or else it's boring. I don't want to watch Jonathan Taylor.
I mean, he is good, though.
He is good. Yeah, I would want to watch him. See, I'm not really a Colts fan. I'm more of a Phil Rivers fan. So, like. That's why I'd rather see him throw instead of Jonathan Taylor running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whatever. The second half, it felt like literally every other drive was a pick. Baker Mayfield and Phillip Rivers are saying,
yeah,
who can throw more picks in the second half?
They were stinking it up.
It was so bad. Double doinks, not in. Single doink, is in.
I like it.
You like that?
Yeah.
Parkey? Cody Parkey?
Is he on the Browns?
He's on the Browns, right?
Oh.
I believe he is. He definitely, yeah.
I believe you.
Yeah, no, he is, because he had a field goal that doinked off the post and went in this time. It didn't double doink and miss.
A talent.
That's nice.
Yeah, very, very happy for him to redeem himself, even though it's not redemption whatsoever.
How about this division, too?
Yeah, I was about to say
that. 4-0, 4-1, 4-1,
1-3. This is a sweet division.
Yeah.
I love it. That's going to be...
It's going to be fun.
Looking at it right now, what it looks like is that the wild card spots are going to come from this division.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Especially this year with 7 spots.
Yeah, but they'll all play each other soon, and then they'll start losing, but who knows. All right, so now we'll go 1 o'clock games, Rams-Washington, and more big headline of the 1 o'clock game.
Alex Smith, baby.
Alex Smith, he's back.
He looked pretty good.
He looked good. He seemed fast.
A little nervous.
Little nervous. I would be nervous, too. I can't believe
he
played.
Yeah, the line's terrible.
They were really bad.
What, the Rams had like...
6 sacks.
6 sacks?
6 sacks. Yeah. Or I think it was either 6 sacks or 6 sacks on Alex Smith. I don't remember which one it was exactly, but There was a lot of sackage.
Oh, no, it was six sacks on Alex Smith.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's bad. Yeah. You can't let the guy who almost died,
I know,
who snapped femur and everything else in his leg.
He's getting killed all game.
Mm-hmm. But, hey, things worked out. No one was, like, if you just got to be, like, not an asshole when you're playing against him, I guess. You got to realize that this man is very vulnerable, and someone could take him out if they really wanted to.
That's what Aaron Donald was doing. Mm-hmm. Like, when he would sack him, he wouldn't, like, hit him down low at all. He was, like, wrap up high and, like wait for the whistle almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My big question was, who is their emergency quarterback? Because they lost Kyle Allen, and Dwayne Haskins did not show up to the game.
He's out of there.
They're going to, like I said, they're going to ship him out of FedEx Field. I don't know where, but the excuse of a stomach bug to not play in the game is BS.
I don't blame him, though.
That's a rough situation over there.
They did him dirty, but every quarterback gets benched at one point or another.
They get benched. They don't get demoted to third string and not even, like, get a rep at practice. Like, they just, like...
Well, he was pretty bad, though. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think he was,
he threw for 300 yards the game before.
I really don't think he was that bad.
You're right. It was a pretty intense demotion. I'll give you that.
He just makes so many mistakes that you just can't do to win football games.
Kyle Allen brought a spark for them, like, speaking of the Washington. Wow, we're going through the whole team.
Yeah.
or the whole depth chart for
them. Yeah, I know. Seriously.
Right? Kyle Allen brought a spark. He looked okay. That injury wasn't as bad as, like, it looked at first. Like, he ended up coming back. He was available to come back, but they stuck with Alex Smith.
Yeah.
You can't trust a guy with two first names, though. Kyle and Allen, mm-mm. It's either you trust him or he's your guy. It's one of the two.
What about
Josh
Allen. John Paul.
My name?
Yeah.
That's a middle name, though. But, like I said, he's either your guy or you're not. Like,
yeah,
Tom Brady, that's your guy.
True.
Josh Allen, that's your guy. Kyle Allen, not your guy. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
And Gibby, our guy Antonio Gibson, he's going to be a good running back.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good.
Once he gets some help around him, maybe better old line.
Yeah.
Definitely better
good
old
quarterback,
line.
You know.
Come on, give Alex Smith some time.
I will.
He is that good quarterback.
He is a
Trust
good quarterback.
Me.
I have always been high on Alex Smith.
Me too.
Did you see the story about Gibby's grandmother?
I did not, no.
Gibby's grandmother, so they grew up Washington Redskins fans when they were the Redskins, of course.
Mm.
And for her funeral, she was buried in a Washington Redskins jersey.
That's so dope.
That's what a way to go out.
Die hard fans.
He probably loves being there.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, it's like it worked out perfectly. Hometown kid.
Yeah, true.
Speaking of running backs real quick, I think Daryl Henderson is kind of cementing his role right now.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he's not, like, having the most, like, he wasn't the leading rusher today. But, like, he's, like, when he's on the field, like, he's playing good.
He looks the best out of all of them.
Yeah.
What's,
like,
crazy.
He had, like, a long receiving touchdown today. Like,
yeah.
It was kind of nice.
The crazy thing is he did not look good last year.
Yeah, not at all.
And people were like, dang, like, he might take some reps over from Todd Gurley. And that was not the case whatsoever.
Yeah, it was not.
But, I mean, that's...
The Rams look good, though.
The Rams look good. I think they're a team to watch out for.
Yeah, me too.
100%.
They got it going for them, and that's something they should be happy with.
They're what,
right now.
4-1 now?
4-1, just down to the Bills. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll go that matchup in the NFC, and then basically the exact same matchup in the AFC, Bengals versus Ravens.
Ravens won, but they didn't look good.
They didn't look good. I said this to you a couple weeks ago about Lamar Jackson being able to throw. I kind of take that back a little bit. I'm going to backtrack.
He can throw, though.
Some of his throws are
not him. It's the
suspect.
Scheme, I'm telling you.
I don't know. I just get nervous when he throws the ball.
He looks good when he's throwing to Mark Andrews.
He does look really good when
he
throws to Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews got attacked at the shins earlier and did a flip over the defender, and it was so cool. It was just like a smooth flip. You know what I mean? Like, you ever seen someone do something cool? Or do something bad, but they make it look cool. That's kind of what that was.
That's called grace right there.
That's great. Yeah.
I love seeing the Marquise Brown connection, too.
Marquise Brown.
Yeah.
He's just, like, so small and fast. It just
he is fast.
Do you see his diet from the summer? It was like, yeah, he has 2 spoonfuls of peanut butter every day.
That's
like
you.
I was like, I eat like 8. I put down a 24-serving jar of peanut butter in 3 days. Like, jeez. That's nothing. Get that weak sauce out of here, Hollywood Brown. Yeah, I'm calling you out.
What do you want?
Put some respect. Yeah, peanut butter jar eating contest. You and me.
But anyways, the Ravens offense, just to go on to more what you guys were saying, like, if you watch the Chiefs, like, their offense makes it look like so easy, and, like, watching the Ravens is, like, the complete opposite. Like, nothing looks easy ever.
Yeah, I hate watching that's a big beat problem. Down on the bad teams, because then it's yeah, like, they're not good. Like, yeah, they're good, but they're not, like, that good. They're bonies.
I agree.
I do like, getting back to the Mark Andrews thing, when a tight end is a quarterback's best, like, target.
Yeah.
I think I really like that connection between Mark Andrews and Lamar. He's a good safety blanket for him to have.
The Ravens kind of always had that. They used to have Joe Flacco and Dennis Pitta.
And I feel like Dennis tight ends Pitta. Are always like, they kind of give like a goofy factor.
They do,
and
yeah.
Like when the QB and the tight end is just like going at like, it's just great.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm going to bring this up later, but there's like the fat tight end, and then there's like the athletic
yeah.
tight end. I'll so get into true. That into one of the games later, but I picked up on that, and I love like the just two different things, but they can like both do the same things as each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Joe Burrow, he's going to struggle strictly because of the team around him, and it's not going to be his own doing. It's going to be because of his offensive line.
I just want him to stay healthy at this point.
He needs to stay healthy. He can't take the hits that he's been taking. It's looking really bad.
It's getting killed.
If he can just stick with it like this first season, they'll get a good pick in the draft. Get him some help. I think
yeah, but one O-lineman right. won't fix the whole
it
thing.
It won't. They're going to
have to start,
invest.
Though. I mean, if they could have another first-round pick. Like, I don't know what their picks are this year.
Hey, trade A.J. Green for an O-lineman?
Exactly.
They could.
Exactly.
They could, but right now they have to add in a little more if they wanted a good O-lineman.
Yeah, true.
And Joe Burrow should not be wearing the color black below his kneecaps. He is a white exception. The Patrick Queen, Joe Burrow beef, that was nuts.
I don't know if that's real beef or what, but
You don't think it's real beef?
I feel like they're very civil with each other.
I think it's more of a just like they're content with each other, but they're not gonna go out of their way to be friends.
I mean, they're teammates. Like,
just put it in the past.
They can't hate each other that much.
You go through a special bond.
Yeah.
But
that Ravens defense, though. Marlon Humphrey looking nice. He's mastering that ball punch out. He's forced like 4 fumbles already this season.
That's good.
It's crazy, man.
Really? That's intense. That's pretty intense.
Defensive player of the year?
Question mark?
I don't know.
We'll start it.
Wait on it.
We'll start the hype right now. but yeah, Patrick Queen played better today than Joe. Obviously, it's 2 completely different positions, but Patrick Queen played better at his position than Joe Burrow did today at his position.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed?
Agreed.
Yeah. Agreed. All right, now we'll go Raiders-Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Great game.
Sad game for me. Lost money on the parlay because of these guys. Whatever. I don't care. But you could just tell the Raiders wanted it.
Yeah.
Not just from the jump, but the second half, they were hands down the better team. Yeah.
When their offense is clicking, I mean, they look like they could be a like, very good team this year.
Yeah. That's 100% true, even though I hate to say it because I don't love the Raiders. I've never really been big on the Raiders, but yeah.
And they're a division rival for you.
Oh, what? No.
And when Derek Carr's throwing that deep ball, the Henry Ruggs, that is just nice.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's on the money, and it's clicking.
See, they could be rivals, but like I'm okay with the Chiefs being good because Patrick Mahomes is going to be the GOAT when his career is all said and done.
Maybe.
That's a lot of maybe.
A lot of maybe. I don't know. That man just effortless throws that it's unbelievable.
He really does make it look way too easy.
So easy. The ball he threw to Tyreek Hill at the beginning of the game that got called back. That was supposed to be a touchdown.
Yeah.
Perfect ball.
He had so many throws just completely on the money today.
Mm-hmm. The kicker, Tommy Downson, looks like Fabio. Killer hair. Love the look. He's even almost got like the same nose shape of it as him.
Beautiful,
I was like, wow, this guy is almost looking like Fabio. It's pretty damn cool. This guy knows exactly what he's trying to do with his look.
You got to have swag if you're a punter.
You're not going to get respect if you don't have swag. Like, was it Marquette King?
Yeah, exactly.
Because he was a stud. He just did everything to like get himself out there and just pop out from the rest of the punters in the league.
Mm. Going back to our last talk about the tight end QB connection, Kels is good, man. He had 8 receptions, 108. He is always open. That man is killing it. Best tight end in football.
Tight end in football.
I feel like every game he has like at least like 60 yards receiving.
Always putting up numbers.
I know.
Always. I don't remember the last time he's had a bad game.
It's crazy.
Grateful to have him as my fantasy football team.
Yeah, crazy how consistent he is.
Mm-hmm. I got to give it to Derek Carr. I'm a Derek Carr hater. He played well. He
balled out.
He outplayed Patrick Mahomes, and not very many people have the right to say that so far in his young career.
Yeah, I mean, even though the Chiefs lost, I feel like they're still easily the best team in the league right now.
Yeah.
Honestly,
the Packers. Yeah. Okay.
Best team. Hear me out. The Steelers.
Oh, stop it.
Steelers might be up there.
Frauds.
I texted my little brother, who's a Steelers fan, today. I think the Steelers are the second best team in the AFC.
They're struggling with the Eagles.
I know. I didn't say they were struggling. They struggled with the Broncos. They never really lost the lead. If you saw it, like Eric Ebron fumbled. And then almost fumbled again, actually.
He's on my fantasy team. I was like, you kidding me, bro?
I was like, bro, you cannot be doing that. After the second fumble, I was like, you better not be putting him back on the field after that. You cannot try to do that. That is an awful look for your team. All right, now we'll go Cardinals-Jets. The Jets look like a Texas defensive team. And when I say Texas, I don't mean the Dallas Cowboys or the Houston Texans. I mean, like, a Pac-12, like, Texas, like, the University of Texas. Like, their defense is terrible.
Yeah, they're horrible.
So bad. I honestly don't really even have much to say about this game. I mean, hyperdrive is in full effect. And hyperdrive is bad.
It doesn't look like it, yeah.
Hyperdrive looks like reverse.
I feel like the Jets have a better chance to go 0-16 than to not go 0-16 at this point. They're that horrible.
Yeah.
That man, the Giants are combined 0-10 right now.
God.
That's awful.
Imagine.
Rough look for New York.
I know.
They are, yeah.
Couldn't be us.
Couldn't be us, no. Good thing they have the Bills to make them not look as shitty as they are, you know?
Yeah, true.
Shout out the Bills for the Jets and Giants' sake. Yeah. I came to the conclusion that tight ends should not be playing the fullback position. They tried to give the ball to a tight end, and he just doesn't know what to do.
They aren't smart enough.
They're not smart enough. They don't know what to do. They don't know cutbacks like running backs do. Like, I'm sure fullbacks know what a cutback is.
Yeah, for sure.
Had a wide open cutback for like, it could have been a touchdown almost, because I'm pretty sure they were in the red zone.
Mm.
And when you have a 4th-and-1 in your own, like in your red zone, and you have a 6'6" quarterback named Joe Flacco, Joe Elite Flacco,
no,
you
gotta
sneak the ball.
Yeah.
He's gonna fall forward and get that 1 yard.
There's no way he's a QB.
He should be always sneaking.
Yeah.
Like Tom Brady's killer. Didn't we talk about this on Thursday?
Best sneaker of all time.
Yeah, million for a million. It's if you're over 6'4",
it's automatic.
It's automatic. And coaches they gotta really dig into these analytic things. They don't do it good enough.
Yeah, they don't do it enough at all.
They need to start paying people big money to get these analytics down and right for them. Joe Flacco looks like he belongs in New York.
Yeah, because they both stink.
Flacco and the Jets deserve each other. That's all I got to say on those two. That game wasn't very fun.
Some bad news for the Cardinals, though, is that they lost Chandler Jones for the season. So
that's a big loss for them.
Let's see how that defense is now.
Yeah, that's a tough look.
Oh, yeah.
That game was very similar to the Rams. No, that's not true. I take that back.
This game was just like, it went how everyone thought it was going to go.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't really fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Next game, Panthers versus Falcons.
Falcons are bad.
Gurley's, you know what? We're sending the Falcons to the landfill. They're going. That's where our teams, like the bad teams, go to die. The landfill. So we're going to keep track
of that. Dan Quinn already got fired. Just recently.
Yep. There's a point I was wondering at what point in the game did Dan Quinn think or realize like he was going to get fired? And there was one point where he just looked at the camera and was just.
He said, I'm toast.
He was dumbfounded.
He had no words. He was just like, what's going on?
And he just started clapping. He's like, all right, guys, we got this.
Yeah. for Dan Quinn. I mean, it's really, like, their offense is really good, but one thing I will give them is they've had 8 defensive backs in and out of, like, their defensive rotation. That's so hard to, like, keep stability and stuff like that.
I feel like their defense, they just, like, lack effort a little bit. Like, if you watch the DJ Moore touchdown, like, he was just running down that sideline.
Oh, I know.
And it wasn't even like anyone, like, wanted to tackle him, like, at all. He's like, all right, see ya. Touchdown. Thank you.
Yep.
Too easy.
Gurley's arthritis, gone. I owe him an apology.
He looked good today.
He looked really good.
Six TDs on the season.
Yep. I think he's leading the league, or he's very close now. So, good for him.
That's kind of surprising, though.
Yeah, it is.
Teddy looks really comfortable.
Yeah, finally, man.
I'm happy that Teddy looks good. Love to see that.
And when they get Christian McCaffrey back, it's going to be nice. That's, Mike Davis is a dog.
It's going to be a good division.
I know. That division could be open for the taking at some point. Obviously, like, the Bucs and the Saints are
a little bit better.
Two very good football teams, but, I mean, they're sitting at the same amount of losses right now that the Panthers have, so who knows? Next game, right?
Eagles-Steelers.
Yeah. Battle of Pennsylvania. I'm a big fan of the touch pass. I saw a touch pass today. Those are sweet. Easy fantasy points for my quarterback.
Those are great for fast receivers. Just
oh, my God. They get fly. When they get that edge.
Yeah, I know.
Too late, turn the corner on you, says Phil Rivers. That hot mic was sick.
I mean, this game was a story of Chase Claypool versus Travis Fulgham.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
A lot of touchdowns.
4 touchdowns for Claypool.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Good for him.
So many fantasy points.
Look for him on your waiver wire. To all you listeners that we definitely do have.
Big Ben is like 10 years older or whatever than Carson Wentz, and he looked younger. Like, Big Ben is playing.
He played like
young. He is playing
Ben.
Great, yeah.
He had 239 and 3 TDs. He had a really good passer rating. He played a good game.
He played like little Ben. How's that one?
Yeah.
And the Steelers cannot let up a 74-yard touchdown on a 3rd-and-9 draw play. John Butler, the defensive coordinator, must have been fuming.
I mean, it was a really good play call, but you're still right.
Yeah, no, it was a good play call. That always it's like, that's exactly what the draw is for on the right now, is to catch him off guard. Hopefully, you're probably just trying to get yards so you don't turn the ball over, and you're, you know, maybe looking for field position or, like, to shorten a kick. Like, but it works. I'll give it to him. Clock management. But it was either Doug Peterson or Carson Wentz. Honestly, I think it was Carson Wentz. Because he was the one that decided to throw a ball into the middle of the field. And you can't do that. That's like some Vic Fangio clock management. Really, really shitty. You cannot do that. So honestly, I don't think that's Doug Peterson. Because if Carson Wentz should know, oh, if I throw this ball inbounds, the clock is going to continue to run. You got to get that up to the sideline.
You got to have more awareness.
I feel like Wentz is kind of like the Walmart version of Deshaun Watson.
I don't know. I think Deshaun Watson's a lot more athletic.
Maybe.
I would say he's a little that's why he's a Walmart version.
Like, Carson Wentz has everything to be good. He's just like, he doesn't make the right play.
I don't know about that. His receiving court.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, his attributes.
His
like,
physical ability.
He can throw the
okay.
ball. He can run. Like, he has the stuff.
Okay, I was going to say, because their receivers, they showed a screen grab earlier of their top 6 receivers that were playing today. I didn't know a single one of them.
Yeah.
A single one of them.
Alshon Jeffrey, Deshaun Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, speaking of Carson Wentz, if we talk about Carson Wentz, we got to talk about Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
He threw a dive.
He did throw a completion in today's game. If I was,
that was
Doug
missile.
Peterson, I would have been foaming from the mouth when I saw that.
He probably was.
Yeah. And Steelers have a receiver named Ray McCloud. Fire name. Fire.
He had like a reverse and he got like a lot of yards off of that.
He sounds fast.
Yeah, I know.
The name sounds fast.
McCloud.
It's soft feet.
Yeah.
We should call him
Cloud feet.
Soft feet McCloud.
Soft feet McCloud. No, well, no. That the soft feet would be McCloud. So we gotta like replace a Ray with soft feet. Soft feet Ray. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Soft feet Ray.
There it is.
We love soft feet Ray.
Yeah.
All right, next game.
Jags-Texans?
Yeah, last game, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Last 1 o'clock game.
Doug Marone should be in prison for that 4th down play.
That was horrible, man. That was NFL street stuff right there.
I don't think it was much better from James Robinson because he just he was like walking with the ball and then just dropped it.
I know. He literally just dropped it on the ground. What are you doing? Don't they have like stick them on the gloves?
I know. It even looked like the ball like slipped right out of his hands. Yeah. Like, what the heck even happened, man?
What's funny is all you had to say was that they had to fire Bill O'Brien to win a football game. And that was it. That was it. And then win a football game. Bring in Romeo.
70 years old. Bill.
I think he might be. Yeah. Is he 73? Or is it 70?
I think I heard 70 today after they won.
Old man. Very, very old man. That is... I'll give it to him. If he's still coaching at 70...
He got the job done today.
Yeah. Exactly. He's getting W's. He's
Jags
got...
are not bad. And they, like, 30 to 40...
I think the Jaguars are bad now.
Yeah, I think
so, too.
The Jaguars
are bad.
Yeah.
I will say Minshew looks kind of all right, though.
He looks good. Minshew is Jesus if he was a football player. And with a little bit of Ted, like the teddy bear, mixed in there too.
That's a teddy bear?
Yep, Ted from the movie.
Yeah.
He looks like Ted and Jesus combined, and that's Gardner Minshew on the football field.
He kind of plays like it too.
Yeah, he plays with it, like it. I notice he loves throwing to his running backs. Loves throwing to the running backs coming out the backfield.
That's because he's always like running around in the pocket, and just like the easy like dump off pass.
True. And this is the fat tight end thing I was talking about. Fat tight end for the Texans. What's his name?
Darren Fells. Yeah.
He's one of those plus 280 guys. And he's catching balls, running for touchdowns.
He's always been kind of all right.
Yeah, no, he's a good tight end, but he's one of those big tight ends.
Big man.
Yeah. I saw Mike Glennon's ugly face on the sideline.
Yeah, I did too, actually. Funny you say that.
You caught like the side of his face standing there with his pretty ass, like
number 8 Glennon.
Yeah, his weird looking chin and his funky nose.
Wearing the headset or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the biggest reasons why the Texans won that game was the Jags only had one sack.
Well, they were missing like their top 3 defensive players.
And if Deshaun Watson is protected, Deshaun Watson will eat.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll make the plays.
I agree.
One thing that had me laughing so hard at this, or at one point during the game, is Doug Marrone was wearing like a disposable mask. And first of all, I honestly think, obviously this is not true 100% of the time, but if you're wearing a disposable mask, you just like don't really care. It's kind of like, oh, I'm just going to put this on to please other people. Yeah. But seeing him with a disposable mask is so funny. He had like that thing inhaled in his mouth at one point. Like, that's awesome.
It's probably heated during the game.
I don't know why they wouldn't like invest in like a better mask.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you are an NFL coach and you are wearing something that costs like a quarter of a penny to make.
And they're talking constantly.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like so tight on his face because like his face is fat. So like I said, it's always just going into his mouth.
That's gotta be horrible.
Right? Alright, I got one more thing on this game. Kaimi Fairbairn. His name, how many letters do you think are in his full name?
Isn't his first name like insanely long or something like that?
It's the middle name. His first name is John. But how many letters are in his full name?
Well, all right.
26.
What's the over-under?
Well, I can't tell you that because that's the answer.
My final answer is 26.
Give me...
26.
22.
22, incorrect. Jarrett, take yours and multiply it by 2. And then add 2 apostrophes into the name, and that is how many letters. 52 letters. I'm going to pull it up real quick and do my best attempt at announcing it. It's really, really bad. Hold on one sec.
That's kind of amazing, actually.
It's quite amazing. You ready? His full name.
Oh, my goodness.
John Christian Ka, and then there's one of the apostrophes. Emenianu-Ala-Mecca apostrophe. Iku Oki Kamupas Fairbairn.
That sounded pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah, not
I should
bad,
be a translator. Instead of being like one of the sign language translators, I should just be a translator for people with really long names. That's all I got the games.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually have 2 final thoughts. So the Bills are playing on Tuesday night.
That's going to be fun.
The last time there's a game played on Tuesday night was 10 years ago.
Really?
And then... prior to that, the last time was 1946.
Jeez.
So in, what is it? How many years is that? 74? 74 years, 3 games have been played on a Tuesday.
I wonder why there's a Tuesday night game in 2010.
Well, there wasn't a coronavirus to...
Yeah, I know exactly. That's what I'm wondering.
And last thought, I think Thursday night football should consist of just these five teams playing all the time every week. The Jaguars, Texans, Dolphins, Lions, and Jets.
Yeah.
Those are the only teams that should be allowed to play on Thursday nights.
Yeah, I know.
And yeah, I can't, I wanted to really say the Bears, but you know, they...
For some reason, there's never a banger of a game on Thursday night.
No.
I don't know why they never schedule one.
It would make it so much better, too.
I know.
What people would watch.
Seriously.
But...
I mean, Thirsty Thursdays.
Thirsty Thursdays.
A nice game.
So that's all we got with NFL talk. Now we're going to get to that interview we promised you guys with quarterback Sean Holland.
Let's do it.
We have a very special interview today. Sean Holland is a Division I quarterback at Fordham University. He is a really good friend of ours and our first guest we are having on the show. Sean, how you doing?
What's going on, fellas? I like that. I'm a really good friend. That's
great friend.
Friend of the program.
Yes. Big friend of the program. Yeah, the first and only at the moment.
Big time. I'll take it.
Yeah, you're big time. When we make it big, we know who was there from the start.
Yeah.
All right, so first question we got. What's the biggest transition from high school to college football?
Oh, yeah, so the biggest thing, I mean, we're all juniors. So looking back at freshman year and freshman camp, just the speed of everything. I mean, I remember one of the first days of practice, we were throwing at the tight ends. And there's this really, like, really good tight end. Got a couple of tryouts in the NFL as a senior. And no offense to any of you guys, but he ran faster at, like, 250 than any high school kid has ever ran. And I threw really far behind him. And I was like, whoa, like, this is different. Like, there's some dudes here. So just adjusting to the speed of everything. And there's just a lot of special athletes here. So that's the biggest thing.
Yeah,
but, you know, you get used to it.
I know I've caught some balls for you and ran some routes and – I can just tell some of the timing isn't there when I go to catch it, and you're definitely used to throwing to some faster guys. That's no surprise.
Hey, don't beat yourself up, John, all right? You did great. You did great, bud.
All right, Sean, I got a question for you now.
Let's do it.
Once again, going back to the high school days a little bit, I want you to pick a game that sticks out to you in particular and talk about it a little bit and, like, what happened in that game.
Absolutely, yeah. So what sticks out, obviously there's a lot of good games in our senior year, but especially the North game sticks out, you know, when I think about high school ball. Yeah. I just remember it was, you know, kind of a pivotal part of the year, kind of halfway through the year, and we played really well, you know, just being with the fellas, especially in the second half, you know, we played really well and big crowd and all that stuff. So it definitely meant a lot to a lot of people, especially on our team, and I was happy to win. And no, that's just a really good memory.
I agree, man.
We love a good North-South football game.
We do. I was watching the stream of this year's game a couple days ago.
This year's game didn't go the way they wanted it to.
Did not go. Yeah. I heard my man Big Tom King breaking down.
We love Tom.
Color.
Shout out to Tom King. We're pro Tom King. We love him.
Yeah.
He's the worst person at his job just ever.
Damn. That's...
But we love him.
Damn. No, but yeah, I watched the game this year too, so pretty good.
All right, Sean, I got a question.
Lay it on me.
What has been one element of your game have you taken to the next level, whether it's from high school or just a certain offseason?
Yeah, it's actually kind of perfect timing because, you know, being home, you know, for a few months there with quarantine and all that stuff, definitely had some time to kind of focus on different pieces of my game, you know, things I wanted to clean up, whether that's mechanics or whatever. And, you know, definitely just some mechanical stuff, but especially footwork, you know, just kind of really sharpening up footwork, getting on time, getting on rhythm for a lot of throws.
I can attest to that. He did do some pretty intense footworking drills while I was catching some footballs.
I appreciate you having my back there, John. You know, I don't want people thinking I'm a liar. So, yeah, no, but footwork is definitely the biggest thing. This past off season, you know, being home for so long, just trying to, you know, keep getting better and all that good stuff. But, yeah, there's always stuff you got to clean up and, like, maintenance work. But thinking back in one specific off season and this off season would be my footwork.
Nice. All right. That's actually kind of like your response is like a perfect like segue into my next question. I can tell like you're always looking to get better. I want to know what motivates you. I know like the saying like, oh, this is one of the hardest people I've ever seen like working to get to where they want to be. But like you're that like hardest worker to me that I've met. And I want to know like what keeps you motivated. Why do you
want to get like keep getting better and get to that next level.
I appreciate that, John. Damn, that's that's a big intro. This is a lot of people, a lot of things riding on this answer. Yeah, I mean, you know, at school, I mean, back to high school, you know, I've always, yeah, just looking back, I've always just kind of been around sports, you know, with my parents doing what they do. And I got a chance to see a lot of, when I was young, I got a chance to see a lot of, you know, great athletes kind of, you know, do what they do, whether it's at the high school level or, you know, going on to college and, you know, some of the kids going to like CFL and all that good stuff. So, you know, just thinking of the people I kind of represent and whether that's my family in New Hampshire, especially here, there's not a lot of people from New Hampshire. And I just like doing it. So, you know, I just look forward to the activities I do, whether that's working out or, you know, training for sports. So that's just kind of what I am.
We like that. Putting New Hampshire on the map. That's what we like.
Appreciate it.
For those who didn't.
Honestly, halfway through, I thought I cut off again because you guys weren't really saying anything. I was like,
oh, no, we were just listening. We were taking it all in.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it.
We're welcoming you into our home, into the, as we call it, the stew.
That's what I said.
The people are here telling them to you talk, Sean.
Yeah, they don't want to hear us talk.
No, that's all right.
If they wanted to hear us talk, we'd have a lot more listeners.
This is all about the three-man parlay right now. I'm just happy to help.
What a guy.
All right, so how about we stay on this theme of the high school to college transition? So this is off of a little bit of assumption because, I mean, you could be, but I don't know. But so in high school, I would say junior and senior year for sure, like, you were the man, you were the leader, you were our QB on the team. And then going from that to a D1 college where it's probably a lot harder to try to be, like, the man and that leader. So I was just curious to how has this change affected, like, your leadership role?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, coming in freshman year, I think in a lot of ways it's similar. You know, going into high school freshman year, going to college freshman year, you know, you still just kind of got to gain, you know, the respect and the trust of your teammates, you know, and you get those guys, you spend so much time with them, you know, they really become your friends and people that are important in your life.
Yeah.
So just early, it's like I'd kind of compare my first, you know, 2 years here as my first 2 years itself. And the fact that, you know, you just kind of show people that you work hard and show people that you care and you're not just like, you know, some rah-rah guy that you know, says a lot but doesn't really follow anything up. So just kind of show that you're a hard worker and the rest will kind of fall into place. At least that's kind of, you know, what I've thought. And, you know, being an upperclassman this year, even though things are weird with COVID and our season was postponed and all that stuff, you know, just continuing trying to work hard and that'll attract the right people. So in a way, it is definitely different because, you know, you got to start from square one again coming in as a freshman. But in a lot of ways, it's the same. You just got to kind of keep working hard and, you know, keep earning the respect of the guys in the room.
Yeah, that's key, getting the older guys.
That
respect
is key.
You got to work hard, I guess. The words of Sean Holland.
It's like when people realize that was a great basketball player at South, and they're like, all right, this guy's a hooper. He made a three once.
it is a ball player. Yeah, you were the White Mamba, correct, Sean?
I think, yeah, I can't give myself that nickname. I think that's what people say, though.
You got to earn it. I think you did. Quarter three, and you were able to bank him off the backboard somehow. Impressive.
I did get booed in a
game. So I got one more, like, serious football question. When we would sit and film, Coach William Munson would tell us stories, specifically to, like, Trevor. He would tell us some of the funny things or just, like, experiences that he would go through when he was up playing at UNH. What's your favorite college football memory thus far?
You're talking about like funny stuff or?
Either or.
So I remember like last year we won a big game at home versus University of Richmond. And that was
one of three, correct?
I believe so. It was like one of three or four.
You love that. Okay.
But it was a big game against Richmond. I think it was homecoming week or it was like big crowd, like Saturday at 1.
Good time to win.
Really good time to win. Beautiful day. You know, it was definitely like one of those really cool moments because we have like a bell we ring after we went at home and, you know, there's a big crowd, all that good stuff. So that was definitely one of the, you know, like just picturesque, really cool moments of college football. But another one of my like really favorite, like things you think about is we have like in our summer workouts, you know, mat drills, all that stuff. Like you have to wake up early. And you guys still hear me?
Yep.
All right, cool. Thank God. My bad. So Matros, you know, they're off-season workouts. You got to wake up early, you know, just do like a lot of conditioning stuff. They kind of suck, but, you know, it's part of the process. So we had a hell week this year, which was Monday through Thursday. We had to wake up at like, it was like 5 to 6:30 in the morning, like 4 days in a row. And it was really tough. And like it rained like 3 out of the 4 mornings. And it's like, of course it does. It was like February. So it was gross and cold.
Oh my goodness.
And just like finishing the last drill we had to do. And it was like, and it wasn't just on the field. Like it was all over campus. We had to do one thing. It was like pick up, you know, those weighted like tackling dummies. We had to like race carrying them up a hill once and just stuff like that. But like finishing the last drill, and it was me and my partner had to carry it up and just like, that feeling, and then kind of like looking around and being like, oh, like we did that. That was really special and stuff that we still kind of joke about, you know, when we eat at the calf or something like that. So, you know, it's kind of the process that's like, I don't know, you remember more of that than the results of the game and stuff sometimes.
Yeah, true.
Damn. That's kind of deep right there.
That is deep.
All right, Sean, to give you something a little more fun, get off the topic of the hard
we'll
football.
We'll go into more
question.
Of the little silly stuff we got for you.
Oh, let's do it. That's what I expected with you guys, but you guys brought it hot, like heavy. I had to bring it back. I'm sorry.
All right, NBA Finals, who you got?
Damn, I'm still in mourning over my Celtics, man. I don't know what happened. Jason Tatum, where was he?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the title of our second episode we recorded on Sunday night included quoted Raging Jarrett at the front.
Damn, I have to give that a listen then. You have to send me a link.
Go for it. He was not happy. Very good.
The Celtics, like, they didn't want to win just watching them play. It was ridiculous.
It was weird, man. There wasn't like a desperation.
There was no urgency at all, I felt like. Just watch them play defense. Oh, my God.
Other than Marcus Smart. Man, do I love Marcus Smart. That dude's all in, like, he's getting everything out of his skill, which you can really appreciate. But I know what you mean, Jared. It was like frustrating, especially the fourth quarter when we just started hucking up threes.
I know. Yeah. So hard to watch.
Yeah, it's desperation.
So who you got, Sean? I'm personally, I hate saying this, but I have the Lakers in either 4 or 5.
I mean, yeah. So not a huge LeBron fan, but I'm a bigger Laker hater than a LeBron hater. So if the Lakers win, just because, you know, the Celtics, Lakers, like, we don't like each other. So now it's like the worst of two things. So I'm pulling for the Heat, but I mean, I don't see them. Like they might win a game, that's it. So probably Lakers are 4 or 5, but I don't know if Bam can do anything against AD and Jimmy against LeBron. That's about it. So
we will see.
Will.
Man, all right, Sean. I got this one. This is a good one. Pick your least favorite team in the Patriot League, and why is it Holy Cross?
Damn. No, you're right. I don't like a lot of the teams, you know? I wouldn't say I like anybody, but Holy Cross, obviously, you know, being close by, got a special place for them.
Not a Bucknell guy either. They sound like they belong in, like, northern Vermont or something.
If you ever went to Bucknell, you might think you're in northern Vermont.
Exactly. It all makes sense.
It's kind of in the middle of nowhere, but a lot of the Patriot League schools are kind of in the middle of nowhere. But, yeah, not a fan of any of them, so that's all I got to say there.
Is there a special someone in your life right now?
Football.
Whoa. This is
good. I want to know. We're getting into the meat of this interview right now.
We are. I appreciate you. You know, at least giving me a little bit of a
you don't got answers warning. If you don't want to.
No, sorry. No. I'm just
football is your only love right now.
Yeah.
Wouldn't say that, but. No, I'm doing good. Just chilling.
I'm gonna say
how's everybody else? How's everybody doing?
And I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Pure honesty. Okay.
Yes.
Scott Knight.
Alpha male.
Okay.
Good answer.
The man that will never die will only die after he retires from coaching high school football.
You guys watch Parks and Rec?
I have not.
There's a Ron Swanson thing. And it's like his will. his will is just a piece of paper that says all of my possessions go to the animal or person that kills me. That's kind of what I think of.
That's Scott Knight. I love it.
So,
all right, Sean, let's bring you back to high school a little bit. What
let's
are you going to take in a fight, grizzly bear or gorilla?
Oh, wow. That's
this is a classic debate we had growing up in high school for, I would say, at least 2 years.
Yeah.
And it not only was it between us as, like, players and stuff, it was the coaches were involved, too. Like, it was full-blown debates and arguments with this question. So I want to hear what you got to say now we're 3 years removed from high school. If you have gained any knowledge.
I wish I could be in the brainstorming room for this episode. I wish, like, how soon did this question come up?
You know, after a long 3 seconds of thinking, I came up with it. I thought it was a pretty good one for you.
Okay, that's good to know.
I actually pulled up to Dave's house where the stew is at like 6:45 and had to slam on his bedroom door because he was knocked out.
And then Ben,
I was just dreaming about all these questions I could ask
you. He was dreaming about the questions.
No, cool. The thing is, if a grizzly gets one shot, it's over, right?
Hold on, he's coming.
But the gorilla, you know, the gorilla has like the strength. Like you don't mess with a full-grown silverback gorilla.
No, you don't want to do that.
What's the environment? Do I have that?
Environment? We can give you an environment. We can go the middle of Egypt, but it's a rainforest.
Ooh,
what?
What?
Yeah, and like there's also little meteorites like crashing down in the battlefield.
Okay.
And stuff.
All right. This is definitely, you know, thinking on my feet.
Yeah.
in that situation, you know, you got to go with the gorilla. You gotta
I agree.
You know,
oh, I am very happy you answered that.
Heck no, Sean.
I mean,
come on.
See, this is what I'm talking about. The debates.
He said there was meteors, Jarrett. He said there was meteors. I mean, a grizzly is great. It's just a big target. You gotta just.
And
play
I think a gorilla is smarter.
A grizzly needs one swipe and it's over. You even said
one
that
swipe.
Sean.
No,
if it gets
gorilla,
a swipe,
though,
if we're gonna put the element of a rainforest in there, that means trees.
Trees for gorillas are quicker with trees.
If I'm not grizzly, come and get me, gorilla. Let's go right now.
Is he gonna talk like that too?
He ain't standing a chance. He does.
Well,
all right. Now that's I never heard the meteor take. With
yeah,
that,
no.
So that's
we
definitely
can also
another
be
wrinkle,
like,
which is nice.
Yeah, yeah. We'll stick with the meteors for now.
Yep.
Joe, you got one last question?
Yeah. So, all right, Sean, this is the last question from me. So I know you're a huge Texas fan. Are you a bigger Texas fan or Pats fan, and why?
Oh, definitely Pats fan. I mean, just gotta be loyal
good,
to where you're
good.
From, you know?
Mm-hmm. How you liking Bill?
Bill Belichick?
And Cam.
I mean,
together.
How you liking them? It's awesome. You seeing them? They're so cool.
Dollar bill, baby.
Dollar bill.
Pretty awesome.
Texas is cool because, I mean, you guys know, there's not like a – what's the biggest college around here? Like BC growing up? And, I mean, they're all right, but they weren't, like, dominated. I like Texas because I watched Vince Young in 2005 when the Rose Bowl. So
I watched that game on my grandmother's living room floor.
That's awesome, John.
I was up past my bedtime.
It was a great game. Your grandmother's a good person for when you watch it.
Yeah, she is. Normally, I was in bed by 8, but not that time, Grandma.
We got a national championship on.
All right, Sean. So I know you said you gotta head out soon, but I have one final question for you.
Sounds good.
My sources tell me that you have been spotted out and about off campus doing some extracurricular activities. Can this be confirmed?
Who are your sources?
You know who my sources is.
This is kind of weird. I'm not gonna lie.
I live off campus, John, so.
You do, but have there been extracurricular activities off campus that you've been attending?
No.
So my sources are wrong.
I mean, you know, there is a pandemic going on, so.
Yes, of course. Well, that's the curiosity behind the question is, is he
you
really
think I,
doing
you think
all
I'm
this?
A dirtbag, John? Just come on and say it. Do you think
bag?
I'm a dirtbag?
So what you're saying to me is I need to cut this person off.
Yeah.
They're not a liable source.
Yeah, check your sources, man.
I do. These damn Tinder girls,
wow.
John.
Oh, the truth
comes
out.
The truth comes out, John. This is your podcast. I'm not going to tell you what to say or not say, but.
Oh, yeah. No, they it was a while ago. During
we don't have to talk about it. It's old John. We don't have to talk about the current John.
Except it's out there for the people now. All right. Anyone else? Any closing remarks? All right. Good. Well, Sean, we really appreciate you coming on. Because you did keep cutting in and out, this might end up like shit, but we're going to do our best.
We got
Goose Techman back there.
I'm sorry if it was me. We'd always do it another time. I appreciate.
No, it's okay. It's the first interview. It's trial and error, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So we really appreciate you coming on. We'll talk soon. And
pleasure.
Yeah,
Sean,
happy to help, fellas. It was good checking in. And anytime. Yeah. Anytime. Happy to help.
Good luck with school and the rest of the workouts and stuff.
You, you guys too, all right? Talk to you soon. Bye.
See ya.
And then,
Sean. Have a good one.
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed that interview. We had a blast talking to our friend Sean. Always good to talk to him. As you guys can tell, he's a wicked cool dude. Mm. So we're gonna wrap up with a new segment that we brought up earlier.
Yeah.
We're calling it Guess Who. So basically, we have stat lines, and one of us, so we each have two. One person is going to name the stats, or name whatever the stats were that game, and we have to try to figure out who it was within, you know, just a couple seconds.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's, we'll go imaginary coin. Says Jarrett's going first.
All right. So this player had 14 rushes for 121 yards, and also had four receptions for 29 yards, and they had one TD on the day.
What kind of touchdown was it?
Rushing.
129 yards?
121 yards.
121 yards? I'm thinking that is either another person I got to give respect to, David Johnson. Hater on David Johnson. Had a good game today. I'll give it to him. But I think he was sub 100.
He was. He had like 94.
I think. Was it?
Huh.
I have my answer. I'm going to let David... We'll say it at the same time. I have my answer.
So what's your answer? What division?
What division?
What division is this player in?
Man...
Can Jared say or just yours? What you're thinking?
Oh, I can tell you. Mine's... He's an NFC guy.
NFC guy? Rushing...
Come on.
5 seconds.
Yeah, well, you get a timer. 5, 4, 3...
Who is it?
I'm going to go with Todd Gurley.
John is correct. It is Todd Gurley.
Bingo. Now, nice one. Now, do you want to go next one, or do you want us to go down the line?
We go down the line.
All right. My guy, wide receiver, four receptions, 106 yards, one touchdown. Who is it? Guess that stat line, boys.
See, that could be like anyone.
He had a touchdown?
You guys really got to pay attention to these football stats on the bottom of the screen during the days. I'll give you guys like 10 seconds.
All
right. Sunday Night Football next week. Rams 49ers. Rams are going to smoke them. All
right. I have my guess.
All right. Do you have yours, Dave?
Yeah.
All right.
Who do you got, Jared?
3, 2, 1. You ready?
Hollywood Brown?
Adam
Wrong. Right. Adam Thielen Adam is currently in the middle of a game.
Yeah. What an awful guess,
what
Dave.
What a terrible guess. Wow. We need a punishment for that one.
Who was it?
Guy I'm very high on. Preston Williams.
Oh,
great game today.
Damn, that's tough.
He
did have a great game today.
He's gonna be
it.
20, how many yards? 27 yards almost? 26 yards?
Mm-hmm.
A reception? We'll take that. I'll take that any day.
Oh, yeah.
All right, David, you're up.
All right, my guy had 8 receptions, 161 yards, and a TD.
161 yards? Who? Oh, I know who it is.
Give me a second.
I know this one. I'm a big fan of him.
161 yards, man?
You got this.
Give me 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
Yes. Amari Cooper, I have no idea, man.
DeAndre Hopkins.
No.
Oh, what?
No.
Was it Michael Gallup?
Nope.
Was it a Texan, was it Texan guy? It was Brandon Cooks?
Yep.
Brandon Cooks.
Oh,
Brandon Cooks. He did have finally. Yeah, it's been a minute since he's had a day. All right. Now, we'll go the same.
Snake?
Yeah, you got it.
All right. So, this is a defensive player.
Oh. All
right. He had
this can be 11
total tackles, 3 sacks, and 2 tackles for a loss.
Three sacks, Aaron Donald.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Nope.
Chase Young?
It's not. It wasn't Myles Garrett.
I. This is a very tough one. You would have had to kind of look at the stats. This is Troy Reader.
Who? Reader? Man, I even know who that is.
Come on, man.
What kind of crap is that?
You got to pay attention to the stats. Like,
they don't show those stats.
You probably just looked that up somewhere and randomly found
it. They don't show those stats on TV.
This dude, bro.
This man.
All right, John, go ahead.
All right, this one, whatever. This is a quarterback. Or it's OBJ. It's one of the two. It's a quarterback or Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry together. It's one of those two options. Mm. 22 for 31, 347 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception.
I think I got my guess.
Me too.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Deshaun Watson.
Derek Carr it is.
Let's go. Oh,
and I really hated saying that one because fuck Derek Carr, but.
Dang. Nice guesses, boys.
Yeah. All right.
All right. See. My last one. This player had 6 receptions for 56 yards and 1 touchdown.
Receiver or running back?
Receiver.
Receiver. 6 receptions.
You said mine's hard?
Well, we didn't give a defensive back. None of us have heard of
him. I know. Come
this
on.
This could literally be anyone.
But you guys will know this player.
Yeah. Give us a division.
What is this?
Come on.
No one.
AFC or NFC?
AFC.
AFC?
All right. I got my guess.
Ooh. AFC, which AFC are we talking about?
The AFC that's not the NFC.
Okay.
Yeah.
What colors are uniforms?
I can't say.
Is it too obvious?
Yeah.
Is it blue?
5 seconds. 5, 4.
Jarvis Landry.
3.
Mike Gesicki.
It was Mark Andrews.
Ah!
No,
you're close, dude.
Ah, that one hurts. All right, well...
What color are uniforms? What kind of crap is that?
I should have known.
I can't say purple.
Russell Wilson just threw a pick. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh.
This is kind of
how about that Vikings upset looking kind of good right now?
This is a good segue real quick for me to hop into bets because I made 2 separate bets because I doubled my money that was in my account today.
Yes,
so
sir.
I had the Seahawks at 54.5. I took the over on that. And I was like, I don't know how much it was, but then I put another 50 on 51.5 points right as the game started. So things might be okay.
They're looking pretty good.
I mean, it's at, no, we don't say that. No, that's my fault. I said it first, though. It's my fault.
All right.
But
we're at 46 right now.
We're at 47.
So Dalvin Cook got hurt, huh?
Dalvin, really?
Did he?
He hasn't played this like whole second.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah,
but so I'm hoping on the over. At least another touchdown hits the bigger part of the bet that I made, the 50. So that I'll take. This is a good week. Hit a parlay with over 170 bucks.
Love to see that.
Yeah.
Brown got me that most point, highest score of the game.
And
90 on it. And the triple-double.
Yeah.
Big
night for the boys.
Yeah, I had like 140. Now I'm at like 330.
And honestly, I was crunching time today. So when I was putting like some of my bets together, I was like, damn. Oh, there goes Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He's still really good.
He's a good player. I have him on my bench.
It's like a thick Dalvin Cook.
Wow. That's really good comparison, actually. They're the same guy.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook.
But, yeah, I was not confident in my picks whatsoever today. And then look at the bank account, and I'm double what I started with today. I was like, that's a W in my book. Hopefully the Seahawks and Vikings can score a couple more points for me. That's all I need is points in these games because I didn't take – I had Seattle in a money line parlay, but, I mean, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That thing busted. Can't pass a parlay, loss, whatever, next week.
What a surprise.
1 for 2. I don't want to talk about it. It's the Chiefs. The Chiefs were like minus 550. Like, how are you going to lose when you're that, like, favored that much?
Because they played the Raiders.
Sports world is crazy. But, whatever. I don't even care.
Is that all we got?
Yeah, I think that's all we got. I'm going to try to book another interview or 3. Maybe I'm going to try.
Maybe 12.
Well, I just have a couple people that I know, and they're people they know that I'm going to try to connect with.
That'd be awesome.
Because that interview went awesome, and
yeah.
We'll think that you guys will like it.
Yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed that.
let us know. Like we said in the past, if you guys have any comments or whatever, like obviously our podcast is small enough to the point where we can answer anybody asks us or tells us. Yeah. Mm. So we'll always answer. So if you have any feedback or anything, just feel free to shoot us a message on Instagram or Twitter. I'm going to use our Twitter to just say anything rant. I want about sports. Yeah, it's basically going to be my burner account, but you guys should get some entertainment out of it. I think we only have like 3 followers on that, which is, or no, 5. It's us 3, a kid that we don't like, and then a bot account.
Let's go.
So please follow our Twitter.
We're getting big.
At the 3_man, I believe is the Twitter. And I think that's what we got.
That's it.
With that, we'll see you guys Thursday.
See you guys Thursday night. Peace.